Hello, glow-getters. I'm Charlo Green, and for the last decade, my focus has been on creating businesses and creating bosses. I'm a former CBS News anchor turned serial entrepreneur, business coach, and best-selling author. And I know that if I choose to show up, share my journey, and the lessons I've learned along the way, they could move you one step closer to your idea of success. And that is what the Glow-Getter podcast is all about. What's a glow-getter, you ask? A driven individual who strives to achieve their goals all while attaining a beautiful, healthy glow on the inside and out. If that's you, subscribe to this podcast and let's dive into today's lesson. Over 14,000 women have touched my program. I have seen people struggle and I have seen people win and change the trajectory of their lives and their children's lives in this same industry. The one biggest thing that has meant the difference between success and failure has been, hey guys, welcome back. I'm super excited. We are finally kicking off the journey. I'm starting an entirely new business. I'm taking you guys along with me every step of the way that I feel I'm doing something that you should be mindful of when you are building your own business. I'm gonna pause, try and come together and show up for you. So today we're talking about the three most important things you must do before you start your business. No, we are not talking administrative tasks. No, we are not, like, before any of that stuff happens, there are three things, three questions that you need to answer. And that is going to determine everything else that you do in your business, including the structure that you choose for your business and all of that other stuff. So we're gonna start with that. So like I said, make sure if you are interested in entrepreneurship or makeup, I'm building a makeup company, or just, you know, following along on the journey of me building something that I know I'm gonna be super proud of, that I know I'm gonna put everything into to scale as large as possible over the course of the next 5 years, then go ahead and subscribe because I'm gonna be showing up here, pouring into you every chance I get. Okay, so let's go ahead and dive into the three questions that you need to answer before you start any business in any niche. The first question, what is the vision that I'm holding for this company, for this venture, for this project? What does that vision look like? Now, I think this single question makes a distinction between a hustle and a brand. Whether you are building a, you know, something to hurry up and make some money really quickly, not really there to care if it's gonna last for 2, 3, 10, 20 years down the road, versus building a brand that you want to stand the test of time. Vision. Now, I am the queen of side hustles. In fact, most of my businesses, I start them out as side hustles just to test the viability of them before I pour everything into, like, building real brand. So in the case of my makeup company, I had to stop myself before I went and decided, you know, the legal formation and all that stuff. Before I decided what website to build and all that stuff, I had to pause and think about what long-term vision I have for the company. Where do I want to take things? How big do I want it to grow? Because that is gonna determine whether you are starting things out as an LLC or knowing that you're gonna wanna take on investors and that you're gonna need some sort of corporate structure and able to do that. Yes, of course, you can switch things up down the road, but the bigger your business gets, the more difficult that process is going to be. It's totally doable, but it's going to be more work later on down the line for you to switch everything up. This also, asking what kind of vision you hold for this company that you're building, that's also going to determine if you are going to get things trademarked, if you are going to be going out and trying to protect your ideas. If it's just a hustle, then you're not too worried about anyone else thinking of the great idea that you've thought of because you know that you're not gonna be in it for the long run. But for this company, we have trademarks. We have trademarks, like multiple ones. I often tell like my side hustlers, do not bother. That stuff is expensive. You could be putting that money towards ads, towards influencers. You can be putting that money towards team members so that things run more efficiently. But when you're building a brand, which is what I'm planning on doing, like a long play, generational wealth type brand, then you need to start off protecting your stuff. You can do that later on. You can definitely do that later on. But the more you show up, the more you show people what's possible in the space that you're moving in, the more copycats you're gonna have. And I've already had to like slide into the DMs of other people that were trying to build on my intellectual property. Like, sis, at the end of the day, I'm just giving you a fair warning. But if you continue building on my brand, I'm gonna come back and get every single penny that you are making based on what I own, based on my stuff, okay? So what kind of vision are you holding for your brand? And then not just your brand, your customers. What kind of impact do you want to have on their life? Like, you see how different my approach is to building this versus being like, oh yeah, that's something that's cute. Let me throw it on a website really quick, pump it with as many ads as possible and trying to get as big a bang for my buck as quickly as possible, because I know that this phase is gonna, like, no. When we're talking about building brand, we're talking about building something that isn't going to be reliant on trends. We're gonna be creating the trends. We're gonna be the tastemaker. So we're building with all of that stuff in mind, taking into consideration the impact, the vision that we hope the brand will have on our customers. I know with my makeup company, a lot of makeup companies out there make their money off of women feeling inferior, not enough. I would like to spin that on its head and do something a little different, where instead of, like, I'm subscribed to every newsletter from every single makeup company there is. I always teach my students, if you wanna know what's going on in the game, then you need to actually patronize your competitors' businesses, the people that you wanna stand neck to neck to. Like, when I see my products in Sephora, I see them sitting next to these brands. I've entered the mailing list for every last one of those brands just to see how they're communicating with their tribes. And aside from a newsletter about a new product, you almost never hear from any of them. I'm gonna do that very differently. Can't tell you exactly what I'm gonna do, because then someone's gonna do it. So I'm working on approaching the industry in a different way, in that all of the stuff that I'm adding is just to build on what is already good, which is you. You're already perfect. You woke up perfect. Can't get any better than that. This is just icing on the cake. Doesn't make it any better, doesn't make it any worse. It's just a way to express how you feel that day, how you feel like showing up that day. That's the vision that I have for the impact my brand is gonna have on my customers. And then the vision for the impact it's gonna have on my life, because there are three parts of this vision thing: for the company, like overarching vision, Sephora, maybe going public, and being a brand that is embraced and celebrated by the culture. That's the vision that I have for the business side of things. The vision that I have for the impact we're gonna have on our customers, we are going to be different. It almost feels like these makeup companies are frenemies. Like, when you show up and you're trying to look cute, someone's like, oh, interesting. You didn't want to cover any of that stuff up? Oh, no, you're still cute, still cute. Like, I don't like that. I literally don't keep anyone around me that has that weird ass energy. So the last thing I want this brand to be is that friend. I want this brand to actually be that ride or die friend. That ride or die friend. That's like, bitch, if you do not acknowledge the beauty that you hold, regardless of whether or not you have a breakout, regardless of how you're, if you do not own your grit, like, that's the brand that I want to build. That's the vision I have for how my brand is going to impact our customers. Now, the vision that I have on how this brand is going to impact my personal life, I know it's going to make me a lot of money. I don't really, like, the money part, I'm not as excited about, as, believe it or not, as the journey part, as my opportunity to take all of you along on the journey with me. The goal, the vision that I have for that is my YouTube channel at 1 million subs. 1 year, 2 years, 5 years down the line, whatever it is, I know that showing up and actually showing you how it's done and building with you in real time, I think that is gonna do a lot more good than me just sitting and talking at you about things that I've done and once upon a time and when I was young. Like, let's just make entrepreneurship a little more real, a little more tangible, so that I can have the ripple effects, so that when I show up, you know you gotta show up for yourself. You know you have what it takes. Like, that is the vision that I have for its impact on me. Okay, so that's the first thing. Vision. What vision do you have for this business? Second question you got to ask yourself, where am I starting? Where exactly am I starting? I think one of the things that gets a lot of entrepreneurs really tripped up is not acknowledging reality for what it is. Like, if you were a shitty employee, if you could never show up, if you could never perform when necessary, if you never met a line, if you were always that person that dragged down the team, you are going to fail as an entrepreneur. If you've never been able to show up for yourself, if you've never been able to hold yourself accountable for your responsibilities, you are going to effing fail. But so many people think that entrepreneurship is going to be an easier road. That's not it. Start with where you're at. If you are better at needing a job to just pay you regardless of whether you execute, then stay at a 9-to-5. But if you're willing to bet on yourself, then come on over to this side. If you're willing to do the work, then come on over to this side. So that's how you look at, how I look at entrepreneurship when it comes to this makeup company. What are my strengths and what are my weaknesses? I'm not a makeup artist. I know you guys have seen me up here. I could use some powder right here, right now. My cut crease game is just past struggle. Like, accepting where I'm at, I know that I'm not going to try and position myself as some beauty guru that's suddenly hitting the scene and I'm going to teach you. No, that's absolutely not it. I know that I do not have any teeth in the game when it comes to the beauty makeup industry. Hair, I got my clout. When it comes to the makeup industry, I have nothing. So what does that mean? That means I'm gonna have to rely on borrowing brand from influencers that have built up audiences, that have built up trust and relationships with the people that I need to get in touch with my company. That's what that means. You see how much more powerful my starting place is gonna be, because I'm acknowledging exactly where I'm at. Exactly where I'm at. I also know I have other companies, I have other responsibilities. So I cannot put a, by this date, I need to do this and this, unless I'm willing to compromise the success of everything else I've already built that is already paying me. And that's not how we do it. That is not how we do it. So I know the time that I have to put into this project. I know the skills that I'm coming to the game with and the skills that I'm gonna need to hire out. I know the budget that I'm starting this project. This is not a start a business for free thing. That's not how I'm doing this makeup company. Some investment and a lot of time, lot of freaking time invested in it. But I know that. So I'm not gonna be out there just trying to fight against what is. I can just work with what I know is true and build from there. Always start with where you're at. Always take account of your resources, of your willingness to show up, and do not play yourself by overpromising yourself. Don't break promises to yourself. That's not helpful for anybody. Okay, so we talked about vision. We talked about starting exactly where you're at. Now this last thing is key. Super, super, super key. In fact, this will mean the difference between you struggling in business for the first couple of years or you hitting the starting point and just sprinting toward your actual goals. And that is your UIA, your unique industry ad. You guys know I own a wholesale hair company, super, super successful, but I get to touch like directly. My company has worked with over 12,000, 14,000. I always say 12,000 because I always try and down. It's 14,000 as of the last time I looked at it, which was this last weekend. Over 14,000 women have touched my program. I have seen people struggle and I have seen people win and change the trajectory of their lives and their children's lives in this same industry. The one biggest thing that has meant the difference between success and failure has been their unique industry ad. The thing that makes them different. It doesn't have to be big and it doesn't have to be much, but it does have to be something. You can't just be another company in a space. Like, it's 2020. Anything that you want, like even when it comes to AirPods, there are literally dozens of companies infringing on copyrights, infringing on patents. They don't care, but there are so many companies that are selling the same exact thing. Anything that you want to do, there are at least 1,000 other people doing it. You need to accept that. That's the starting point. Remember, number two, start with where you're at. Start there. Acknowledge that fact. And then ask yourself, how can I show up in a different way? For the hair bosses that are winning, they are adding a service on top of their products. They're not just selling bundles, they're also styling wigs. They're also adding on all of this extra stuff. Okay, stepmom mode. Sounds like the kids are about to rush in. I'm about to have to go and hide in the closet. The dogs. Hey, Indy. Hey, Indy. Hey, Sasha. There's Abby. Hey, Sasha. Your unique industry ad. How can you stand out? Outside of here, if you are offering food, then can you offer classes on top of it? If you are offering food, then can you make it extraordinary? Something that is gram-worthy, share-worthy. Always think about a unique way for you to stand out when you're getting started, and that will change everything. How quickly you grow your business. Go ahead and download my free business launch startup resource. It's a step-by-step guide. Link is in the description. Make sure that you subscribe to this channel for updates on the journey. We are building this thing together. Again, super, super excited to kick things off. And let me know what you want to see in the comments. I'm gonna go and pick up some samples and go over how you can find a vendor in one of my next videos. So make sure that you don't miss that. Oh yes, and the Glow Getter podcast on iTunes. All of the audio from this visual experience is over there. So don't miss that.